You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 14th of September, 2021, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, today we're going to take a look at what happens when reality contradicts the narrative. And this regularly occurs with artificial intelligence that's developed by computer programmers. Some instances of this that have happened in the past is that it can read white people's faces better than black people's faces. When an artificial intelligence program called Tai was created that responded to the way people talked online, it immediately started coming out with Holocaust revisionism and race realism. And when people look at pictures on Google and they get other pictures suggested to them or other news items that they might be interested suggested to them, there have been accusations that they have also been racist. So we keep seeing that artificial intelligence is telling us basically that race exists. And the latest instance of this, I just got sent this article actually by Oakmaten from the chat room, and it was also discussed on the Christoginia podcast at the weekend. So I'm not the first person to discover this one, but it is a particularly interesting one, and it's actually about MRI scans and x-rays. Millions of dollars are being spent to develop artificial intelligence software that reads x-rays and other medical scans in hopes that it can spot things doctors look for but sometimes miss, such as lung cancers. A new study reports that these algorithms can also see something that doctors don't look for on such scans, a patient's race. And they're amazed at this. They're really surprised at this. I mean, we can tell somebody's race just by looking at them. You can tell what race they are, if they're a different race, and usually with some degree of accuracy. When we measure up people's ideas of what race are with genetic studies which show these genetic clusters, they correspond with the self-identification of people with whatever race they are, and also the identification of race by others. So why should it be so surprising that x-rays and MRI scans can also see race? The study authors and other medical AI experts say the results make it more crucial than ever to check that health algorithms perform fairly on people with different racial identities. Complicating that task, the authors themselves aren't sure what cues the algorithms they created use to predict a person's race. Now, how is it that algorithms could perform unfairly? There are medical differences between the different races. There are particular diseases that some races are susceptible to. Cystic fibrosis is one of them. I think it's white people that are susceptible to that. Tay-Sachs disease, I think it's Jews that are susceptible to that. Schizophrenia, Jews are susceptible to that. And there is sickle cell anemia. Black people are susceptible to that. We also know that people who are of mixed race have problems with finding organs that match their body. And this is a particular problem that has occurred basically in recent decades. When somebody of mixed race has a problem with their organs, it's very difficult for them to find a replacement organ that their body is not going to reject, because there are so few people around that have the same body type as they do. when it comes to bone marrow, it's literally impossible. I mean, even somebody from their own family can be too different from them to actually give a bone marrow donation. So when you end up with cancer of the bone marrow, you're really stuffed if you happen to be a mixed race individual. We also have differences in blood type that correspond with the different races. And from these differences, I'm just talking about diseases and blood types there, but there are also big differences in bone structure, bone density, bone proportion. For instance, black people have much longer digits than white people do. They also have a longer leg length and a shorter trunk, whereas Caucasians have a longer trunk and a shorter leg length. So there are differences in bodily proportion, there are differences in skull shape, differences in skull size, differences in the angle of the skull. There are all sorts of differences that correspond with race. And obviously when you're taking an x-ray and an MRI scan, it's not looking at a skin colour, is it? And of course, we're told that race is just a skin colour. That's the only difference. Well, if these scans that go through the skin and look at the organs or look at the bones can tell the difference between the races, then quite clearly, race is not just skin deep. But rather than accepting that fact, these authors of this study and the people compiling this article are trying to say that somehow this artificial intelligence is wrong. How could it possibly be that they are differentiating between the races if race is just a social construct? Well, the answer is that race is a biological reality as well as a social construct. They don't necessarily have to negate the first idea that they're positing there, that race is a social construct. It is also a biological reality, but it is not just a social construct. That's what these scans are telling us. Evidence that algorithms can read race from a person's medical scans emerged from tests on five types of imagery used in radiology research, including chest and hand x-rays and mammograms. And this would tie in with what I was saying about the hand. Of course, you can tell the difference between the races by the hand size because of the digit length is different between black and white. And I dare say it's probably different with Chinese as well, because what we usually tend to find is that Chinese have a slightly higher average IQ than whites and blacks have a lower average IQ than whites. Blacks have slightly higher testosterone than whites. Chinese have slightly lower testosterone than whites. So there probably is a subtle difference between Chinese and Caucasian, and probably a larger difference between Caucasian and Negroid. And you would see that in the hand x-rays. In chest x-rays, if you're talking about the chest there, black people have a smaller chest cavity than white people do. We're able to get more air into our lungs than black people are, and this explains why blacks are five times more likely to die of drowning in America, where they've done studies on the statistics of the number of black people that drown. It's also why you're not very likely to see a black Olympic swimmer. Most of the Olympic swimmers are all white, and that's part of the reason, is because of this this chest cavity difference, and also because black people have a much denser bones, so they actually weigh more. That they it's much more difficult for them to float in the water than it is for white people. When you're looking at mammograms, again, black people have different breast sizes. Their breasts can continue to grow throughout life, and you see black females with massive breasts sometimes. And again, when you look at Chinese, they don't tend to have these large breasts. They tend to have smaller breasts. So I would say that was the explanation of how the MRI scanner is actually telling this difference. But they don't point that out here, of course. They say the images included patients who identified as black, white, and Asian. And of course, that's the three differences that I'm pointing out here. For each type of scan, the researchers trained algorithms using images labelled with a patient's self-reported race. Then they challenged the algorithms to predict the race of patients in different, unlabeled images. So how can they say that this is somehow wrong? These people have self-identified as what race they are, and then the MRI scanner can also predict it. So race is clearly not just a social construct. And you would imagine that doctors and radiologists and biologists and people that were concerned with biology, they would know about these race differences. They are documented. There are books on this, lots of books on this, lots of studies that have been done on it. Perhaps it's just the fact that the authors of this study, they wish to be politically correct, so they're pretending that they don't know what it is that has caused the machines to be able to tell the difference between the race. Radiologists don't generally consider a person's racial identity, which is not a biological category. Well, I would suggest it is a biological category. It's a biological category as well as a social category. There are differences between the races. I mean, really, they should have medicine that is actually tailored to a particular race. And I think the more they go into using genes and gene editing and gene therapy, I think it is more likely that they will come up with particular types of therapy that are specific for a particular racial type, because what may work for one race may not work for another race. And we did see some of this when COVID first started, and we saw that Chinese and blacks were more susceptible to COVID than white people are, and that may have been down to something biological, the biological difference. Of course, they looked into it and tried to say that it was somehow down to racism on white people's part, some institutional racism, that was the reason why black people were more likely to get COVID, because more of them lived together and they were less likely to have more well-paying jobs, all that sort of thing they came up with. But it may well have been just because there is a biological difference. They say radiologists don't generally consider a person's racial identity to be visible on scans that look beneath the skin. Well, they should do, as I pointed out, because of the bone structure and the proportion and all these other identifiers. They wish to just portray this narrative that the only difference there is between the races is a skin colour. And, you know, that's clearly a nonsense. If you look at, for instance, if you look at albino Negroes, they don't look like Caucasians. They still look like they are black, even though they have white skin. And that is because there are different features, different facial features that are unique to black people. And when you take the pigment out of their skin, when you take the melanin out, you can still tell that they're black because of these features. They say the algorithms somehow proved capable of accurately detecting it for all three racial groups and across different views of the body. And I think we should point out here that we also have forensic detectives who can also tell what race a body is just from a scrap of skin or a scrap of bone, and it doesn't matter where it actually comes from. And they can tell what race the victim was. And that is because there are these differences. So you would imagine that if a forensic detective can do this, then yeah, sure that radiologists can do this when they're looking at the organs. I think there may be a difference actually in organ size as well. We do know that blacks supposedly have larger genitalia, and that is an organ. We know that white people have larger brains, and that is an organ. So there are even differences between the organs. It's not just that there is a different skin colour. For most types of scan, the algorithms could correctly identify which of two images was from a black person more than 90% of the time. And again, I would expect this. This is what would be predicted by the information that I have seen. Even the worst performing algorithm succeeded 80% of the time, and the best was 99% correct. The results and associated code were posted online late last month by a group of more than 20 researchers with expertise in medicine and machine learning, but the study has not yet been peer-reviewed. Well, again, I would suggest that this is correct, and this is what would be predicted from all the studies on racial differences that have been done. And there have been hundreds, possibly thousands of studies that have been done on racial differences. There's a very good book by J.P. Rushton. I think it's called Race, Evolution and Intelligence. And that collates all the studies together that had been done up until that time, which was about 20 years ago. He was a Canadian professor, and he showed that there were these differences between the three main races. And he said that they also had three different ways of bringing up children and approaching life, basically. It wasn't just a physical difference. There was also a character difference between the races. And then since then, Professor Edward Dutton, who wrote a biography of J.P. Rushton, he's written a book. I think it's called something like Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Race. And that contains the most up-to-date information on racial differences. It's a fantastic book, and I do recommend people purchase a copy if they are interested in this. But, I mean, this isn't hidden information. This isn't banned information. This is available for scientists, it's available for people at universities, and it's now available for general members of the public to just buy this book. So why is it that these authors of this study were so surprised by this and weren't expecting it? The results have spurred new concerns that AI software can amplify inequality in healthcare, where studies show black patients and other marginalized racial groups often receive inferior care compared to wealthy or white people. Well, could it possibly be that what they're talking about as inferior care here is because whatever the treatment is, it's been based on whether it works on white people? Instead of differentiating and saying, well, this is somebody who is black, that they're obviously biologically different to somebody who is white, they may well require a completely different type of treatment. And where all the medicine up until about 70 years ago had been concentrated on white people, all of that may not work on black people. So it may be that a course of treatment that works very well for a white person may not work so well for a black person. And if you're going to lump everybody all in together and ignore the results that the MRI scans tell you, that's just going to continue, isn't it? Only now, instead of it just being black people or Chinese people that might not be getting the correct treatment, it will also be white people that aren't getting the correct treatment. I mean, this is why clothes that are supposed to fit everybody, one size fits all, it's why they don't actually fit anybody, because we have different proportions between the races. So if you're going to try and make clothes that fit every type of male of a certain waist size, they're not going to fit anyone, because the males of the different races have different proportions to their leg length. So, and it's the same here. I would imagine that medical care, if you're trying to appeal to everybody, then it's not going to have the desired effect on everyone. I don't think it's that people are looking at black people, doctors are looking at blacks and saying, well, we're not going to bother to treat you as well as we treat whites. I think they treat everybody equally. What I'm saying is that they may not have the correct information in order to treat black people as well as the whites are being treated, because all the information up till about 70 years ago was about tests that had been done on white people. And black people didn't have any medical tests that they were doing on one another. Chinese do. Chinese have traditional Chinese remedies, and they're very big in China. Do they work on white people, though? I doubt whether they would work on whites, but they do work on the Chinese. And indeed, with the when COVID came into China, they did use these traditional medicines, and they did work on the Chinese people, but they may not work on whites. So it's not one size fits all. Machine learning algorithms are tuned to read medical images by feeding them many labeled examples of conditions such as tumors, By digesting many examples, the algorithms can learn patterns of pixels statistically associated with those labels, such as the texture or shape of a lung nodule. Some algorithms made that way rival doctors at detecting cancers or skin problems. There is evidence they can detect signs of disease invisible to human experts. So really, they should be fine-tuning this and collecting the data for black people that have gone through the MRI and the X-ray, and collecting the data for Chinese people, and seeing what the subtle differences are. And that would make the machines far better at detecting these diseases. But of course, they're not going to do that. Judy Guy-Choya, a radiologist and assistant professor at Emory University who worked on the new study, says the revelation that image algorithms can see race in internal scans likely primes them to also learn inappropriate associations. So what does she mean there? That these scans are going to learn to be racist? Are these scanners going to turn into neo-Nazis? It's just ridiculous, isn't it? The fact that they can actually see race means that they will likely be able to associate certain diseases with certain races, and they will be able to be better at detecting that disease in a certain race if they fine-tune these algorithms. Well, what do they mean by inappropriate associations? If they find that black people are more likely to have something than whites, is that an inappropriate association? I mean, it's either right or it's wrong. What they're saying is, if it shows differences, then it must be inappropriate. But that's going to lead to substandard medical care. Medical data used to train algorithms often bears traces of racial inequalities in disease and medical treatment due to historical and socioeconomic factors. So again, they won't point to there actually being a biological difference as being the cause of any of this. They just want to say that it's down to white people oppressing black people and being racist against them, and that's why there are these different outcomes. You see, that could lead an algorithm searching for statistical patterns in scans to use its guess at a patient's race as a kind of shortcut, suggesting diagnoses that correlate with racially biased patterns from its training data, not just the visible medical anomalies that radiologists look for. But surely that would be a good thing. Surely that would be a good thing. If it had so much data on one particular race, and then it noticed that, or you told the machine that this was somebody of that particular race, then they would be able to use all that data that they had on that one specific race to help them to determine what was wrong there. I mean, surely this is a good thing, not a bad thing. They say such a system might give some patients an incorrect diagnosis or a false all clear. Well, no, that's only going to happen if you try to have a one size fits all approach. If you try to have it to ignore the fact that black people are more likely to have a certain disease, and then it shows somebody black goes under the machine and it says they're likely to have that disease, and it says, oh no, we can't have that actually, because it's a black person, and that's a stereotype to say that they're more likely to have that disease. So we'll have to ignore that result. That's going to end up with false diagnoses, isn't it? An algorithm might suggest different diagnoses for a black person and a white person with similar signs of disease. Well, yes, because if white people are less likely to have that disease, then it might be a false positive. They need to be concentrating on this and encouraging this, not trying to prevent the machine from doing it. I mean, it's been programmed to look up these differences and to tune in to these differences. If you're then saying to it, well, you have to ignore that because it shows that there's a difference between the races, it means that people are going to go with undiagnosed, or they're going to have false diagnoses made of them. Guy-Choya says we have to educate people about this problem and research what we can do to mitigate it. Her collaborators on the project came from institutions including Purdue, MIT, Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, National Tsinghua University in Taiwan, University of Toronto, and Stanford. Previous studies have shown that medical algorithms have caused biases in care delivery, and that image algorithms may perform unequally for different demographic groups. Again, if it's performing unequally for different demographic groups, you need to have it programmed for each demographic group, don't you? Not have a one-size-fits-all policy. In 2019, a widely used algorithm for prioritising care for the sickest patients was found to disadvantage black people. In 2020, researchers at the University of Toronto and MIT showed that algorithms trained to flag conditions such as pneumonia on chest x-rays sometimes performed differently for people of different sexes, ages, races, and types of medical insurance. And again, you would expect it to perform differently on the sexes because the sexes are different as well. Don't forget, we're being told now that there's no difference between male and female, but that there's a big difference in bone structure between male and female. And the types of medical insurance, why that would be different. Black people are known to have a lower income in America, so they would probably have a lower form or a lower paid form of medical insurance. And that's why that would tie in there. It wouldn't be that there was some institutional racism there that was doing this. Paul Yee, director of the University of Maryland's Intelligent Imaging Center, who was not involved in the new study showing algorithms can detect race, describes some of its findings as eye-opening and even crazy. That just shows you how uninformed he is, doesn't it, if he thinks this is crazy. Radiologists like him don't typically think about race when interpreting scans, or even know how a patient self-identifies. Race is a social construct and not in itself a biological phenotype, even though it can be associated with differences in anatomy, Yee says. So he's trying to sort of cover himself there, isn't he? He wants to be politically correct and say that it is a social construct and pretend that it isn't a biological phenotype, but yet he knows there are differences in anatomy. Well, that's why these scans are picking it up, aren't they? Because there are differences in anatomy that correspond with the racial classifications. Frustratingly, the authors of the new study could not figure out how exactly their models could so accurately detect a patient's self-reported race. Incredible, isn't it? I mean, how many people are there that could not predict themselves just from actually looking at somebody what race they are? And, you know, form is intimately connected with function. If something's different on the outside, it's going to be different on the inside. I mean, it's just logical that when you look inside somebody who is of a different race, they're going to look different to you. I mean, it's just basic common sense. They say that it will likely make it harder to pick up biases in such algorithms. And they continue saying that it will likely make it harder to pick up biases in such algorithms. Whatever the algorithms were seeing, they saw it clearly. The software could still predict patient race with high accuracy when x-rays were so degraded that they were unreadable, even to a trained eye, or blurred to remove fine detail. And this just shows you how fundamental race actually is. Even when even when a trained person can't actually read that X-ray, the algorithms can still accurately predict what race the patient is. Luke Oakton Rayner, a co-author on the new study and director of medical imaging research at Royal Adelaide Hospital, Australia, calls the AI ability the collaborators uncovered the worst superpower. He says that despite the unknown mechanism, it demands an immediate response from people developing or selling AI systems to analyse medical scans. So what response does he expect them to do? To try and make it so that the machines can't actually detect race? Then you would have to stop them being able to detect the finest differences. Why is it a worst superpower? I mean, what this could do is it could provide much better medical care and treatment for the patients just by collecting the statistics on the differences between the races and the susceptibility to disease. And, you know, some diseases may look different in one race than they do in the other. This is not a worst superpower. This is something that could be really beneficial for everyone. But of course, they won't look at it that way because it contradicts this fantasy that race is just a social construct. Well, thank you very much for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.